Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
So, welcome everyone. You're with Sarah Watt.
And Amanda.
And we are Joy of Business certified facilitators, and we are your presenters on this week's Om Times radio show.
Yay!
I love listening to that intro. In the intro where it was saying, tune in to get, you know, tips and tools to, you know, have more joy in business. And I thought, what two better people to be talking about that sort of stuff than us, because it seems like everything we do, we're sort of out-creating ourselves every day with, more than anything else, the fun factor that we have in our business.
Yes, that is so true. And it is really a different reality with business when you create it from the joy of it, right?
Definitely.
Way more fun, and you actually create more when you're having fun.
Exactly right. And we decided to call our Om Times radio show Creating an International Business with Ease. So do you want to talk a little bit about why we chose that title, Amanda?
Yeah, sure. And it's actually fun because right now when we're recording this, I'm in Sweden, you are in Australia. We're like as far away from each other as we can be, which is awesome. Yeah. We started talking about doing this radio show together, and we were together traveling actually in Europe when we started talking about it. And it really is such a different way of creating while traveling so much by using these extremely cool, pragmatic, easy tools of Joy of Business and of Access Consciousness. And yeah, I guess we just kind of both of us just looked at it and like, wow, we actually do have a lot of ease and we do have a lot of fun having this crazy busy schedule, flying across the world several times a month. Yeah. a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really awesome and it's really different. And for me, like, I went from having a local business in Stockholm before, and now I'm having a business that actually doesn't really have a center point. It really is international.
Yeah, and it's very similar for me. I mean, pretty much wherever I have my laptop, I can have my business. And, you know, even looking sort of 12 months ago at where I am now compared to where I was 12 months ago, because I was the same, like maybe more like 18 months ago, I had a very, and my whole life up until that time, I had a very local business where I went to work for a certain time. And, you know, it was like a Monday to Friday, or sometimes I worked weekends. And now there's no structure and no linearity at all to the hours that I work. And like you were saying, also the location or the part of the world that I work in. And it actually all started with Joy of Business for me. And, you know, I started an internship with Simone and, you know, working with her and using the tools, I've basically not only changed my whole business, but it's also been something that it's changed every aspect of my life as well. And without sort of delving into it too quickly and going all over the place, which is probably bound to happen with me anyway. But there's one thing in particular that Simone says, which really so reigns true for me, which is life is your business and your business is your life. And I think now that I look at it that way, it makes so much sense to me that everything I do and everything I create, you know, in my waking hours of the day is part of what I'm creating in my business, but it's also very much what I'm creating as my life.
Yeah, totally. And I love that. And that's also how I choose to create my life now. And it's such an amazing journey to be on. And I guess for me, it came to a point where I just realized that dividing my life into different pieces, like this is my working hours and this is my free time, and on my free time I'm supposed to do this and whatever, like it just didn't work for me. And I didn't realize it until I actually was presented with a different possibility from Access Consciousness and Joy of Business, of like, oh wow, there is actually a different possibility, and that is way more fun to me. And I mean, now I work all the time, and I also never work, because it's almost silly to call my work, because it's just actually fun for me.
Yeah. And I was very much the same. For me, it was like, it just never made sense to me. Like, I remember when I was young and as a child and into like my early teenage years before I hit that age where everything's just, you know, so significant. and I just always knew that there was, you know, these different possibilities, and like I had this real sense of adventure, and there was never really so much structure to my life. And then, yeah, you sort of get to that stage where it's like, well, now, you know, you've reached a certain age and it's time to, you know, finish high school and it's time to go to university or college or get a job. And yeah, I kind of slipped into that, but it was still like this thing of like, and I guess I always had a sense of my businesses or where, what I did for work needing to have a certain aspect of fun to them, or a lot of an aspect of fun. And yet it was still this thing where it was very much, like you said, confined to like these times of the day, and then you'd go home and that was like your downtime or your fun time. And yeah, it just kind of never really made too much sense to me. Whereas this, and it's so funny us talking now and how many similarities there are there, and how much more this lifestyle that I lead now makes so much more sense to me. And it just seems so much more me. Like, it's so much more what I want to see and create in the world, and so much more about what I would love to be able to invite other people to choose as well, if that's something that's of interest to them. So yeah, that's part of like, you know, we both became Joy of Business facilitators at the recent training in Venice with Simone. And yeah, you know, looking at what my reason was for choosing that, it was definitely so, you know, to just have that space or opportunity to be able to let people know that there's another choice available if they want to choose it. And if they don't and they're happy with what they're doing, well, they could still use these tools and make what, you know, their job or their career something that can have a lot more joy in it as well.
Yeah, totally. And I was actually having a conversation earlier today about how, like, when you're choosing to just create something that is fun for you and you just be that in the world, then the inspiration you can be to others can sometimes just be one conversation or even just one sentence, and it can just change and shift so much. And I've had that experience so many times before for myself, where other people have been that inspiration to me, and I'm so grateful for that, because it's also sometimes required to see someone else choose it before you even know that it's available for you as well, in whatever way it looks like, because it's so different for everyone as well, of course. Like, what works for me doesn't necessarily work for anyone else, right?
Yeah. And I think, like, the other one. Sorry.
No, I was just saying that it's all about finding your own way. Like, none of this is based on giving you the answer. It's just, okay, so what will be fun for you and what will work for you and what kind of life and business do you want to have?
And I think even being out there in the world with that point of view, like looking at from other people, seeing the way you create your business, how much you kind of inspire, or like the things you say and the things you be permeate into the world in a way that I think sometimes we don't even realize. Like, I've been traveling quite a lot over the last few months, and I've just been in Australia for, you know, the last week before I leave again, and I was in Sydney, and so many people would come up to me and be like, oh my God, I see all of your posts on, you know, even on social media, what you post there. And it's so inspiring to see what you're choosing. And it's like, huh, like you don't even really realize that just through choosing that joy and that fun and in what you're doing, that it actually inspires so many people beyond what we will ever even really know. Because I, you know, how many people don't sort of come and say something to you? Or yeah, and that was really something that I was like, wow, that's totally cool to just think, to just be me and choose what's fun for me, in turn can actually inspire other people without necessarily having to even talk to them. Like, that to me is something that, well, yeah, it's definitely a motivation, quote unquote, for me to, part of what I do, what, to keep doing what I'm doing. So
yeah, totally. I totally agree. Yeah, cool. And this whole thing about like creating an international business as well, it's, yeah, so it's such a fun topic for me, yeah, as well, because it's, yeah, it's just, I've always loved to travel and I always love to see the world and I always love to discover new places and meet new people and all of that. But before I started using these tools, it was more like, yeah, yeah, I travel on my vacation once or twice a year, you know?
Yep.
But
yep,
now I travel more than I actually am at home. And I also would like to just touch on something that has been huge for me, and that is realizing that other people have a lot of points of view on how I choose to live my life. And yeah, that's actually just their point of view, and not making that significant. That is a huge part for me, to actually still have that ease with living the way that I want to live. Yep. Realizing that, oh, other people, because, you know, you hear all the time and you get projected at you that like, oh, you're traveling so much, aren't you tired? Or like, you should take it easy, and, you know, all of that. And that's, yep, before I probably would have made that real. And yeah, like, oh yeah, maybe I should take it easy. Maybe I do travel a little bit too much. Yeah. But having that awareness of like, oh, that's just their point of view. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such a different way of looking at it.
Yeah. And how many places people define like who you are or what you should or shouldn't be doing based on whatever, like your age or, you know, even your family or your sex or like whatever that is, where people are like, well, you come from this background, so therefore you should do this because that's what your parents did, or you, exactly, come from this part of the world, so you do this as well. And yeah, and to just realize, as you said, it's just a point of view, or it's just their way of defining and making things understandable. And if you're willing to go beyond that, that's where some real exciting creativity and, you know, interesting stuff starts to happen. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about this stuff is just how many tools there are available for every aspect of business and of living. So I think we're going to be coming up to a little ad break shortly, but maybe when we come back, we can have a bit of a look at like some of the tools that we've used, you know, every day and in our business that have sort of assisted in creating ease, but also what's really been a contribution to creating like the big parts of change in our lives and our businesses. So
yes,
yeah, off to an ad break, and we'll be back shortly on Times Radio with the JCS, Joy Business Certified Facilitators.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back, everyone. You are on Times Radio with your Joy Business Certified Facilitators. My name is Sarah.
And my name is Amanda.
So thanks for being with us. And before the break, we were talking a lot about like a lot of different things and sort of overall the, I guess, like the awesome parts of our lives that are our businesses and our international businesses. And we sort of brushed at the end on a few of the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business that we use, particularly when, I guess, interacting with other people that may not function in business the way that we do. But do you have other favorite tools, Amanda, that you use, like sort of whatever, in certain situations or on a daily basis? Or do you have some like favorite tools that have assisted in your business and in your life, like throughout the past recent times or?
Yeah, for sure. And like a million of them. Yeah. It's always, I always think that it's so hard to narrow it down to just a few because it's so like one of the most amazing things is that it's such a huge toolbox and you can just, you know, kind of pick and choose whatever is required in that situation. But I would probably say that like a few of them that I like use continuously or every day is destroying and uncreating. So basically getting rid of and just all my projections of my business. That's one, a major one for me because I, you know, it's so easy to go into like, oh, my business should work this way and my business should provide for me and my business should make me money and all of that. And it's all projections and it's all just putting so much pressure on something, which kind of kills the fun.
Yeah.
So basically just choosing to get rid of all of those every day and being super aware of when it comes up. Like, oh, wow, I'm actually like putting a lot of pressure on my business right now. Okay, cool. What else could I choose, you know? And just being very aware of when I do that and remind myself to just have some more space with it, I would say, and allowing it to be and to show up in the most unexpected ways.
Yeah. And it's so funny, like with businesses, how much, and because, you know, we kind of both have sort of multiple businesses and projects that we work in and how much they each sort of have this personality and energy and space of their own. And I totally get that when you're willing to wake up in the morning and destroy and uncreate everything like your business was yesterday or, you know, 10 seconds ago or whatever, how much it kind of creates that space of like just a real space, I guess, and real, like there's a playful energy to it. And it's almost like your business becomes appreciative as well, because within itself, it's like, I don't know, when you have that pressure, it's almost like it feels that too, and that's where some of that creative energy gets kind of cut off or stifled or whatever.
Totally. And I mean, I like to look at it as a relationship, because you and your business actually have a relationship together. And if you just compare it to a relationship with a boyfriend or wife or whatever, and imagine if your partner would come home and say, hey, I expect you to bring in this and this much money today. I don't think that you would feel that much, like you probably wouldn't want to do that. You probably would be kind of pissed off for someone having those expectations on you. What if it was actually the same with your business? I mean, it sounds kind of crazy, but it's true. And I've noticed a lot when I put that pressure on my business, things doesn't really move forward.
Yeah. And it's kind of that thing as well as of being like, I want to say like, it's like the relationship thing, but it's also like your business kind of owns you in a way too. And it's almost like you look at it like you're the one that puts in so much of this, like of your energy and time into growing and nurturing and creating with your business. Like you want to, like for me, it's so much more fun to look at that as you said, like a relationship, and how would I build this if it was my best friend or if it was my partner and I was looking to create something that was truly fun and joyful. And, you know, another thing that I love that Simone says in, I don't know if it's in Joy of Business or Getting Out of Debt Joyfully, but the fact that money follows joy, that joy doesn't follow money. And so much, which is another tool of Access and how much just, and of Simone, and how much just even functioning from that space of going first to the joy, choosing for joy rather than choosing for the money, and then watching how quickly, you know, your money situation and your financial situation changes when you're willing to really look at things from, a space of like, what would be joyful for me and what would be joyful for my business and what would be joyful for the world, you know, because the businesses we work in also happen to create a bit of a change in the world and a change in people's lives, hopefully. And So, and you see facilitators that may not function from that space, and how, you know, we've all been to people and spoken to them where they don't function from that space of joy. And there's just such a different energy there than when you're just willing to do it from that space of fun and joy.
Yeah. Yes, totally. And I mean, if you're like, just think about how much you actually work during your lifetime.
Yes.
And if it's not fun, it's, for me at least, it's like, it's not worth it. I don't want to spend my time doing anything that is not fun for me.
Yeah,
but there's so many, and again, back to the points of view about from other people, like there's so many points of views and judgments out there in the world of what business should be and that it shouldn't be fun. And even there's this twisted, weird point of view that if it's fun for you, you don't deserve to earn money from it. And, you know, there's so many different weird things that, of course, if you walk around with that point of view, it's kind of hard to create something different too.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting very aware of those points of view, both that you have yourself and that other people project at you. Like for me, that's been huge. And, you know, as like a,
No, I was just going to say, it kind of leads me into one of my other really super favorite tools, which I was the same as you. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to struggle to come up with my favorites. But it's cool because as you start talking about it, it's really like you were saying, there's something there for every situation. And exactly what you've been talking about reminds me of who does this belong to? And just every time, you know, so much of what you were saying there about how much we work, like I work a lot, I work sort of, you know, most hours out of most days. And every now and again, I get to that point of like, I'm working too much. Oh my God, I've got so much to do. And like, I get like today, you know, you have those moments of like what this reality would call being overwhelmed or having too much on your plate or, you know, not having enough downtime. And that's where I'm like, hang on a second. Like, I actually thrive so much being in a busy environment, having a lot on. So oftentimes when, you know, when that quote unquote feeling of being overwhelmed or having too much going on or something is where I'm like, okay, so who does this actually belong to? Like whose world, who am I being right now? You know, whose world am I tapping into? And most of the time I'll find if I speak to someone or even if I tap into the people around me that are sharing my space, that I'll find that similar sort of vein or similar energy is going on with other people as well. So another cool thing, I guess, especially if you're working in teams of people or you work in an office or something like that, where you have that moment where you're usually joyful and then all of a sudden it's this kind of shift in energy, that a lot of the time we do really pick up on what's going on around us a lot as well. And it may just be the projections of other people or what they're going through as well. And so liberating to just look at, like, you know, asking that question of who does this belong to and then feeling the change and just realizing that, ha, it's not even mine.
It's so cool and so easy as well if you're willing to just kind of be aware of it and also just let it go or send it back to whoever it came from. It can really shift in a second. Yeah, yeah. And that whole thing of having a lot on your plate and what this reality would call overwhelm as well, it's mm-hmm. such an interesting, because that's something that I have had projected at me my whole life, I think, because I've always been one of those people that loves to have different things going on and a lot of different projects. And I get bored very easy.
Yes.
Like very, very easily I am bored. So I kind of need to have a lot of different things on my plate all the time. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I also love is to look at something from a totally different point of view. Like if you could just, instead of thinking like what this reality would put on you when they think that you're having too much to do, is that you should do less. But then what I do is to use the tool of actually asking, what can I add?
Yep.
So really flipping it upside down and looking at it from a totally different place. And okay, so cool, I have a lot on my plate, and what else? Always having that question, what else, what else, what else?
Yep.
It actually creates more ease, which sounds weird, but it's, for me at least, it really works.
Definitely. And for me, it's that, and also looking like if I'm working on a particular thing, and I generally don't ever work on one thing at once, but sometimes I'm like, okay, you know, I must get this done, and I try to focus on it, and it will work for a little while, and then it gets to a point where things just get really clunky, like my computer will start crashing, or you know, I'll find it hard to focus or something like that. And that's where I also, it's amazing how if you're just willing to go into question about what's actually going on, like asking a question of who does this belong to, and also asking like, does this project want to be worked on right now? Or, you know, the other thing that you've got to involve in your business is your body too. And, you know, we spend a lot of time at our computers, or, you know, and also just being willing to be aware that when there's that shift and change, that maybe it's time to just get up and change to another project, or get outside and go for a bit of a walk or something like that. So
Yeah, definitely. And with that as well, that's another one of my favorite tools to use, is to really be in the question all the time of, where is my attention required right now?
Yes.
And not based on like whatever makes sense, like, oh, I should work on this project because I haven't been looking at it, or I haven't been working on it for so and so many days. Like that's not what I'm talking about, but really like the energetics of like, oh, wow, this project is really demanding my attention right now. Okay, cool. And then, you know, go for it in that moment.
Cool. So we'll be back shortly. You're on Times Radio with the Joy of Business Facilitators. We'll be back right after these ads.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back, everyone. You're on OM Times Radio with two certified Joy of Business facilitators. My name is Sarah.
And my name is Amanda.
And so far we've been talking about heaps of different things, and I thought now maybe we could spend a minute or two just telling people a little bit about what we do. So like we've talked about the fact this segment, this show that we've done is called Creating an International Business with Ease, and we've kind of brushed on the fact that we both travel a lot and we're Joy of Business facilitators. But do you want to talk a little bit about your business or businesses, Amanda, and like
Yeah, totally. Well, as we kind of mentioned already, we both do a lot of different things, which for me is kind of almost necessary, I want to say, for me to still have fun. And so, yeah, I'm an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator and also a Joy of Business Facilitator and a Right Voice for You Facilitator. So with all these different facilitator programs, I facilitate classes, both in person, live around the world, and also a lot of different things online and telecalls and, yeah, a lot of different things based on that. So based on the Access Consciousness tools, basically. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also running a company and a business together with my husband, Andrea, and my brother, Victor, that is called House of Beluso. And House of Beluso is like a mix between, it's based a lot on the tools of Access Consciousness as well. And it's also has a lot to do with photography, since my husband is a photographer and has been for the last 40 years or so. So what we do in that company basically is that we facilitate classes and workshops and seminars around the world for photographers, with both about photography, like in general, and the technical aspects or whatever with lighting and with photography. And also we talk a lot about creativity and how you basically can expand your creativity and have way more fun in your business and in your photography. And and then there's probably a lot of other different things as well that I can't really think of right now, but a lot of different little projects. And what is really fun for me is to have an idea or jump on an idea that someone else has, and like without it, even it doesn't have to make sense with the rest of the things that I do, but just when if it feels fun for me, I tend to just jump on and see what happens. So a lot of weird random projects here and there with different people around the world that, yeah.
That's so fun. That's so awesome. Like even just listening to that, it's like, oh my God, imagine, you know, being a child and realizing that there was this possibility in the world to have this life where you could really explore anything and know that whatever was fun for you and whatever kind of had that pull for you would be something that you could potentially turn into a revenue stream, or like, yeah, even if it wasn't a huge one, to know that you could create a change in the world through, you know, doing things and creating and expanding on things that make you happy.
Yeah,
and
totally.
For me, like, I'm very much the same. I work, I work for Access Consciousness, the business, and then I also work for Simone Millis's business. I work for my brother Brendan Watt's business. And now I'm sort of at that stage where I'm also an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator and a Joy of Business Facilitator, and hoping to add some more of the Access Specialty classes to my little toolbox as I move along as well. And so really my whole life I've known I've wanted to do something quote unquote for myself rather than working for like a company or an organization. And, you know, I sort of had an idea of what that would look like, thinking like I could start a business of my own. And, you know, never in my wildest dreams did I think that could mean you know, what I'm doing now, where I work for like three international companies, and I'm also starting up an international company of my own where I can go traveling anywhere in the world and facilitate classes and bring these tools that are access consciousness to the world. So yeah, we actually both work together on a part of that business, which is coordinating the translation of access consciousness classes and getting those out into the world in languages other than English, because we are in 176 different countries now. So we're no longer just an English speaking country. There's a lot of different languages. So you and I sort of coordinate that side of things, which is part of how I get to travel so much, because I get involved with Gary and Dane and Brendan and Simone's classes. And I was talking to another person that works in the company the other day and sort of said, like, I always knew I wanted to travel as well, but I knew, and everyone else knew that I, and a lot of people projected at me like, well, you know, you finish school now, you'll be one of those people that packs up and like heads off backpacking around the world or whatever. And I was like, well, that's kind of boring to me, because I want to stay in nice hotels and I don't want to work my ass off to get enough money to travel to a country, go and have fun for a month or two, come back and have to work my ass off again to do it all over again. I always knew there must be a way that I could, you know, indulge in seeing the world and also have it as a space where I can do it and really enjoy it and eat nice meals and stay in nice places. So it's funny how, you know, when you're willing to look at what you require and desire in your life and follow the energy that matches that, that I look back now and I'm like, holy shit, everything I've created and everything I am creating is actually what I knew from a very young age was possible and what I really desired my life to be like. So
yeah, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more. Like, and that is actually like with the with our topic for this radio show, like creating an international business with ease. Like that last part, the ease part, is actually such a big, big difference. Because I did that. Like I did the backpacking. I did the, you know, working for a while and earning, like saving all my money and then going out and having fun and then going back and forth. And sure, it was fun then, but I wouldn't choose it now. So for me, that is actually a big part of it, of actually traveling in a way that works for me, and traveling in a way, again, as you mentioned before, like including my body and actually choosing to travel and stay in accommodation and eat food and drink wine that is actually nurturing for my body. Like that is a huge, and I noticed right away, as soon as I kind of, you know, forget about that for a little while, even for a day, everything gets harder. Like, you know, it, the ease kind of disappears immediately if I don't, you know, choose what actually works for me and what works for my body. So yeah, that's a huge part of it. And that whole ease conversation, like we've been traveling together now a little bit for the last month, and I just love seeing you work as well, because it's like, for me, you're like ease walking, which is so awesome and such an inspiration. And like, can you talk a little bit about how, like, what tools you use to not create problems, I want to say, or like to not see things as a problem.
Well, I think part of it is something else that Simone taught me as well, is like when I wake up in the morning, I try and just spend, like, before I'm even kind of have my eyes really open, like when I'm still in that state of like, you know, you've woken up and things are sort of starting to filter through and, you know, come into your awareness and you're waking up. And that's where I really expand my energy out and try and kind of picture my energy and my being covering like the whole globe, because I work in like a lot of countries at a time. And if I did, I could easily wake up and go straight into that overwhelm, because while I've slept, no matter where I am in the world, there's probably at least, you know, up to 20 people that have probably required something of me while I was sleeping. So it would be something that I'm involved in a class, or, you know, whatever that is. So, and I get a sense of that as soon as I wake up. I sense like all those places where people or the classes or the company or my own business requires something from me. So that's the time where I really sort of spread myself out and make myself as big energetically as possible. And then I really like look at what I can accomplish and what requires the most of me in that day. And some days it's like, oh, everything's kind of actually pretty cool. So I can sort of have a bit more of an opportunity to, you know, enjoy, go out and do something else. And, you know, traveling with you guys, having those days where being in new countries and really being able to get out and explore some places, because I got that sense that the businesses were going to be okay without me being 100% in them. And it's really, I guess, well, number one, I'm not someone that enjoys drama or that space, where I know some people really thrive from that. And I've seen people that create a lot through that like through their form of creation. But for me, it just doesn't work for me at all. Like, that's so much more of a destructive energy for me. Whereas to know that if I just am willing to tune into what's actually required and where my energy is required and what part of my business or businesses desire and require my energy that day, it makes it so much easier. And the other thing as well is, like, the minute you start to plan your day based on your Skype or based on the emails you've received or based on, you know, what's pinging on your Slack channel, is the moment that my creative energy gets stifled. And that's where I'm continuously just chasing my tail and what other people require of me, rather than being in that question of, you know, what can I accomplish today? What can I achieve today? And what do my businesses, you know, require of me today? And that's, you know, that's generally the direction I try to head in.
Cool. And it's also so cool how, like, when you have all these different things going on and different projects, and you might be working for or with different businesses and companies, like, how, if you allow them to, they can all contribute to each other as well. Like, one thing that I find amazing every time that it happens is that I might have, like, in my mind that, like, oh, I should do this and I should do this because this is really time pressured or whatever it might be. But then if I choose to, like, no, I'm not going to go there right now because it's not fun for me and it's not going to work. And I'm actually not going to create if I try to do things from a space of feeling stressed or whatever.
Yeah.
If I then instead go and, like, have a conversation with someone, and especially when I get together with other creative people and I actually come up with new ideas, which sounds very contradictive, because it sounds, in this reality at least, as if you should, like, you have to focus on the things that you already have on your plate and get those working or whatever before you add other things. But every time that I actually have, like, just the other day, I had a conversation with my husband and my brother and another friend of ours. And we came up with this crazy big idea that, like, if we would put it into reality or whatever, it would be like a huge production and it would be a huge thing. But it was such an amazing energy to it. So we just continue the conversation.
Oh, we're at an ad break. We'll be back soon. On Times Radio with Sarah and Amanda.
Thank you.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back, everyone. You're with two very, very excited Joy Business facilitators. My name is Sarah.
And my name is Amanda.
And we've got like about 10 minutes left here, and we both got so excited in the last segment that we just kept talking because we figured, why should we have to stop and let the ads run? We should just be able to keep talking about all these amazing things that we love creating in our lives. So Amanda, before it went to the break, you were talking about a particular conversation that you were having about some creative energy that you had come to in your business. And yeah, do you want to just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, totally. No, but it was this, again, as I mentioned before, like one of the things that is so much fun for me is to just kind of, when these new ideas, even how far away they might be from your core business, quote unquote, it's so much fun for me to just dive right into it and really indulge in the creation of it. Like this was something that had to do with creating like a big race with cars. Like it has nothing to do with everything that I'm doing every day at the moment, but it had such a cool creative energy to it that we just had this conversation for a couple of hours and got really excited. Yeah. And then the cool thing with that as well is that I don't really have a point of view if it actually comes to fruition or not, or in that case, if it does, it doesn't really matter when, but it's just an energy that kind of feeds me and everything else that I do as well.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to come to is like every time that I have a conversation like that, it tends to kind of trickle down into everything else that I do as well. And that also adds to this, to the ease of having a lot of different things going on at the same time.
Yeah. And it's because it removes any sort of, well, for me, it removes any sort of boundary or anything where it's like you've got to put a stop or a limitation on anything. And also I find like those really creative conversations generally happen right when that creative energy is required, as you said, to feed into whatever you're actually creating in that moment, and how it's kind of this like simultaneity of like future and present where you're talking about something that, as you say, maybe in the future, maybe in the distant future, and how much that energy feeds back into the to right now, like to what you're creating in this time. And a lot of the time, even when you get that stagnation of like, oh, you know, this day-to-day stuff where you're working on various projects and there's a certain amount of maintenance that does need to go into things, and how much that generative and creative energy can really sort of spur you on with that maintenance energy that you've kind of playing with on a daily basis as well. So that's awesome. Yeah. That gave me an awareness then of like just how important those, like almost just to be able to, as you said, that indulgence, like it's like an indulging conversation, almost like a daydream where you're looking at something in the future that's really just totally joyful for you.
Exactly, because it would be so easy, like say that you just have a random conversation with a friend and that friend like says like, oh my god, I have this idea and it's so exciting, and they want to have it, like it would be so easy to just go into like, oh, but I'm, you know, I already have so much that I'm doing and now that's not going to work or whatever it might be. But if you just really allow yourself to just be in that space right then and really indulge in it, then it really creates, like the energy of it really creates, which is really and it's fun. And and another thing that I would like, another tool that I really love, like if you're one of those
people that come up with a lot of ideas, a really good question to ask that I use a lot when I come up with ideas is to actually ask, okay, so is this for now or is it for the future?
Yeah.
Because then if you get an awareness of like, oh, wow, this is actually something that I could create in the future, it, like it's not for right now, that as well takes away like the stress of like, oh, my God, I have this awareness or I have this an idea and I have to do it right away.
Yeah.
Write it down, save it, like have an ideas book or something, just somewhere where you save these ideas. And then every now and again, just flip through it and just ask, okay, so this idea, oh, is it for now or for the future?
Yeah.
And you know, and you will get an awareness of when something is demanding, like, I want to be created now. Then, that's a really fun one to play with too.
And it's all part of like the, like how consciousness and how this universe really works, where if you're willing to be a part of that, like living for creating that future, that it will really ping you, and this you know, the like the signs, quote unquote, even though that's not what they are, but it'll be that thing where you'll put it away in your book, or you know, park it in your brain somewhere, in your consciousness somewhere. And then, you know, a year later, you'll be talking to someone and it'll just spark back to that moment where you're like, holy shit, like this is part of this idea that I had. And that's where like it's so enthralling and exciting to me to know that it's everything we create is actually part of like such a much bigger creation. So we've got like about 5 minutes left. I can't believe how fast this has gone. When I start these radio shows, I'm always like, oh my God, how am I going to fill in an hour's worth of talking? But easy, apparently we could just keep going. But maybe even for the last 5 minutes, like, is there anything where you'd like to let people know what you have coming up and how they can get hold of you if they're interested in finding out more about House of Beluso or what you're doing with Access Consciousness? Or
Yeah, totally. I mean, in general, there's always a million fun things going on with Access Consciousness and a lot of classes around the world. So no matter if you've never heard of it before or if you're a seasoned Access like participant in classes or whatever, there's always so much fun going on. So just you can always check it out at accessconsciousness.com. And we also have it's accessjoyofbusiness.com, right? Yeah, so that's another one, just to see what's going on in the world. And then for me and for House of Beluso, we actually just launched our new website just like a week ago. So the website is houseofbeluso.com. Yes, thank you. And it's Beluso with B-E-L-L-U-S-O. So houseofbeluso.com. And there we have a premium membership that it has a lot of content in it and a lot of different videos and also a lot of events going on around the world. And yeah, this, it's pretty packed, that website, with a lot of fun things. So if you would like to, if you're curious, feel free to check that out. And what else?
Well, give it a day or two and I'm sure there'll probably be more. I mean, you guys just finished a 5-day masterclass, and I was speaking to Victor just before and he was mentioning how you guys were just so in creative mode about how there was so many opportunities to do these classes all around the world too. So I'm sure whatever happens, you guys will be creating some amazing and awesome stuff. So
for sure. So what do you have coming up there?
Well, I'm just about to travel a little more for Access Consciousness classes around the world. And then for my own business, I've actually got my first Joy of Business Masterclass coming up. So the first weekend in October, hang on, I can open my calendar and tell you the exact dates will be the 5th, 6th and 7th of October. I'm in Perth, Western Australia, facilitating a 3-day Access Joy of Business, Business Done Different Masterclass. And then I'm also going to facilitate a foundation class here in Australia as well. And that's the first weekend in November. So 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th, I will be in Adelaide in South Australia doing my my first 4-day foundation class. So I'm super excited about that. And to find me, I don't have a website yet, but I do have a page on Access Consciousness. So it's just accessconsciousness.com/Sarah Watt, SARAHWAWT. And there's not a lot in there yet. I'm getting someone to write my bio and do things. But it'll definitely have ways that you can get in contact with me, and it'll have the classes and stuff like that that I'm doing. And we're both usually pretty active on social media and Instagram, so you can find both Amanda and myself on there. And I guess it's just been awesome to spend this hour with you and really look at how cool this stuff really is, and how much, if you're willing to choose something different, you can actually create anything that you want to in your life and for your business as well.
Totally. And what if you didn't have to do it based on what anyone else thinks or what anyone else says that you should do? What if you could really just do it for you and do whatever is fun for you and just go for it?
I love it. Yeah. And what if every day you woke up and just asked, like, who am I today and what grand and glorious adventures can I have, and what grand and glorious adventures can I have with my business? And come from that space of it being a true in the moment creation, and not base it on what happened yesterday or what, you know, what you created yesterday, if every day could be this space of new creation. So I think our time is almost up. We might have like a minute or so left. So I guess just to thank everyone for being on, and
thank you, Sarah, for inviting me.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I think we should do another one in the very close future and pick another fun subject that we can talk to everyone about.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. You've been with Sarah Watt and Amanda Anderson-Beluso on the On Times Radio Show for Joy of Business. So thank you, everyone, for being here, and thank you, Amanda, for having
thank
so much fun. Now it's 12:45 here in Australia, and I leave for Buenos Aires at, my driver picks me up at 4:30 in the morning, so I'm going to and finish packing and get on the
it's
road.
It's a long flight. You can sleep on the flight too.
Exactly. That's what I figure as well. So awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
See you somewhere in the world soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.